Holiday treats tend to be tasty tidbits, lush, delicious, delightful to the eye. The Bee Contemporary Gallery is offering a perfect smorgasbord of holiday treats, with its latest exhibits. The main gallery at the Stroud facility is filled with works by gallery artists, local and regional artists who have been a regular part of the gallery since it was opened by artist Jeanette Lucchese approximately 2 years ago, and who have shared their works, vision and insights in a series of thoughtful and thought-provoking shows. Deck the Halls and Art offers an opportunity for art lovers to collect some representative works that range from Amy Bagshaw's fiber installation, available as a whole or in individual pieces, to the artfully reconstructed side table of Bernice Vassey, and the pop art images of Sean William Dawson, appropriately evocative of holiday wreaths. Each piece offers a glimpse into the individual artist's world, and any would make a perfect Christmas gift for the art lover. Tim Lauren's series of Playmobil figurines are wonderfully playful. Brian Barr's Hitching a Ride series explores that messenger of legend and mythology, the crow, and William Moore's meticulous photo gives new dimension to flowers from his garden. There are unique works by artist Christina Luck. Landscapes, From the Realistic to the Abstract, by Tanya Cunningham, Claudia Mandler McKnight and Natalie Burton. The Entanglements, of Jill Price. Knotted images available as individual pieces, or a whole installation, and Gail Esau's combination of sculpture and fabric art, 1 minute at a time, elevating knitting into fine art. These are artists that are familiar to gallery goers who have attended Bee Contemporary shows, artists that also include Kim Brett, Tamara Benoit, Sue A. Miller, Joanne Lomas, and William Blakey, who has contributed a sculpture as luscious as Christmas candy, with his Studio Agate. My goal with the artists was that the art that's here actually represented them, not only reflecting their evolution as artists but their views, says Lucchese. It was to be a place to come and see the growth of an artist, a growth that is very layered. In the smaller BHCV project space, Lucchese invited several artists who participated in the Innisfil Studio Art Tour, this year held at the Innisfil Idealab and Library, to extend their showing. The resin works of Monica Shefferson, Laurel Woodrow's delightful watercolors, Dave Woodrow's wood sculpture and collages, the impressionist paintings of Maria Kellebeve fill the space with color and a sense of fun. Visits to the gallery have dropped as COVID numbers have risen, and concerns about the new Omicron variant have fueled fears. But even with fewer people coming through the doors, there are no plans at this point to close the gallery. It will continue to welcome visitors while following COVID protocols and limiting the number of people allowed inside at one time to 5. We have this necessity to create these things, to share them with others as part of the cycle, explains Lucchese. However, the current shows may be among the last held at Bee Contemporary Gallery. The building, located in Stroud at 7869 Young Street, is being sold, leaving the future of the gallery in question. We are going to keep going, says Lucchese, noting that the whole idea of opening a gallery to provide a platform for local artists was a leap of faith. There will definitely be at least one more show, opening February 3, planned as an exciting collaboration that will include showings in both Toronto and Stroud. Then we'll see what happens, Lucchese says. Whatever happens, I really do feel the 2 years have been successful. The gallery artists are wonderful. It's been great. I'm really grateful. Deck the Halls and Art continues at Bee Contemporary Gallery until January 22, 2022. Depending on COVID case numbers, there may be one or more Meet the Artist events scheduled in the days ahead. The gallery is open Wednesday to Saturday from noon to 4:30 p.m. Masks and physical distancing required. For more information, or to book a private viewing at the gallery, email visitors at becontemporarygallery.com or call 705-431-4044. To view the gallery website, click here.